This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we go again. Howdy do.
As opposed to howdy duty, I decided not to do that time.
We all fall into these little traps of being repetitive, and there's nothing worse than listening to the same things over and over again on the radio or wherever you're listening to this program. You can find it easily now, very easily. Streaming has been available, but now it's so easy. Just go to djvshow.com, and you'll find it when we're on the air, and you'll find the podcast. You'll find it all at djvshow.com. As an adjunct, certainly not the preference. I'm eager to support the local radio stations around the country that carry this program. It's more for people who can't find it on the radio or when you're traveling, if you want to have the goodness of our intelligence to connect to our fabulous personalities. Look at that shine on Jennifer Horn. Her personality is blue perfect, along with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. All right, you got it? We're all ready to
go. Glad you noticed.
Yes, I have noticed. So, I'm trying to figure out whether a couple of things are really true. I have two things that I think are true, but I want you ladies to help me understand whether or not this is really real. And you can all feel free to comment, facebook.com/DJB Show, or you can send a spoken wheel along on Twitter, at DJB Show, or to either any of us individually, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Kara Schillen, or actually at C. Schillen, two L's, two N's, and at Doug Steffen. The 28th Amendment to the Constitution. Everybody familiar with that?
Which one's that again?
No, refresh our memory.
28th Amendment. Well, here's what I'm going to read from it. This will only take about a minute. 28th Amendment. 35 states have approved the 28th Amendment. It'll take you a little bit of time to maybe absorb this after I read it, but if you agree with it, maybe it becomes a conversation point. It's an idea that many people think the time has come to deal with the situation. Children of Congress do not have to pay back their college student loans. Staffers, family members exempt from having to pay back student loans. Members of Congress can retire at full pay after one term. Members of Congress have exempted themselves from many of the laws they have passed themselves, under which all of us have to live. For example, they are exempt from any fear of prosecution for sexual harassment. And as the latest example, they've exempted themselves from health care reform in all of its aspects. So I look at this, and I think there are a lot of people. This is somebody who belongs to a group that's trying to get this more in the public discourse. And it's not political, not aimed at Democrats, Republicans, Independents, doesn't have that focus. But governors in 35 states have filed suit against the federal government to impose unlawful burdens on the states and on its taxpayers. Takes 38 states to convene a constitutional convention. So if this is real and it's going on and the information is correct, perhaps we ought to spread it around. The proposed 28th Amendment to the Constitution reads as follows, quote, Congress shall make no law that applies to the citizens of the United States that does not apply equally to the senators and or representatives, and Congress shall make no law that applies to the senators and or representatives that does not apply equally to the citizens of the United States. So is this true? Is it, even if it isn't true, if...
Why wouldn't it be true?
Well, it ought to be true. I think that this is, we hear these complaints all the time, especially when it comes to health care. They have their own health care plan. They don't pay any attention at all. And
right.
This is becoming, the club is becoming more and more and more exclusive. And more
And they're out of touch. It's for just, they're us so to, out of touch.
Right, yeah. And it doesn't take long.
They're legislating because it doesn't involve them. And that's,
right.
I mean, I can't tell you for how long I've been screaming this, but if Democrats and Republicans alike think that they are going to somehow be able to skate through anymore, there's a new set of circumstances. People are so tired of the status quo that I don't see that incumbents are going to survive anymore. It's going to be whoever the other guy is. And I think that applies to both sides of the aisle. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It should. Because you have people who are not doing this to volunteer themselves anymore. You have people who are doing this because it's a career. And that's not how it was intended to be. I mean, people weren't supposed to live full lives as full-time politicians. They were supposed to take time off of their medical practice or their law practice and do something good for the country and serve the country, not just be live off the taxpayer dime.
So go back one second, Doug. This is something,
yes,
I didn't know. So on the student loan thing,
yeah,
that's interesting / aggravating.
Yep.
Wow, did not know that.
The retirement we knew about, the health care we knew about, but you didn't know about college student loans. I never had seen that or heard that before.
Never heard that before.
No.
I mean, now, and like Jen said, that's a heck of an incentive for someone to want to be a career politician just to get their kid through school.
And it just seems so arbitrary. Why that? Like, why does that need to be covered? They already make...
Right. They're making a salary.
They make a salary. They're working
more than the average American.
What's the salary for a congressman? Like 185, I think, or something, isn't it?
I think it's something like that.
So they're making way, way, way more than the average American who has to really struggle to get their kids through school, and kids have to graduate with hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt. So why are these kids, politicians' kids, any different? I'm down with changing that.
My children, my son's is pretty much taken care of, but my daughter's is still like in the $80,000 range, and her husband is even more than that.
Where did Brennan go to school? We always talk about Megan.
Brennan went to Trinity, and his career in college was not exactly stellar, shall we say.
But did he finish? Did he graduate?
Yeah. He did graduate. It took him 5.5 years to do it.
That's actually pretty good by today's standards.
Yeah, you know, that's... Jennifer, isn't that interesting?
It took me 8 years. Don't feel bad. I mean, I worked like a dog through college, but...
Yeah. But you didn't. Brendan had his ups and downs, and so he worked, and then he'd go back to school, and he would find it wasn't inspirational, and he'd go off and do something else. He's one of those people who has so much common sense or street sense that he didn't need to. I went to college. It was a good experience for me in a lot of different ways, but socially, I was kind of a dud, if you'll pardon the pun, when it came to social stuff. I grew up by myself. I've been by myself most of my life. To that point, and so I needed to be, I needed to go through the washing or the cleansing or whatever it was, from pledging as a freshman to all the things that were necessary for me. I had two jobs when I was in college, and I enjoyed the experience. I loved it, but it wasn't always comfortable for me. And I think that's one of the things, not to digress, but we are a little bit about going to school and finding who you are. And so the kids that stay home now and go to college, just take classes, I think there's something missing. And I think we see it in the millennial generation. The Kara and the people that are her age and up to Victoria, who's kind of on the cusp of it, there's a social something missing. I don't know how better to describe.
Well, it's kids who are younger than Kara. I mean, Kara, I think that then it's true, and they've done so many studies now on that end of the generation. I think they're calling it Generation Z now. But it's crazy. They're so socially isolated.
Yeah.
And online college appeals to them.
Right. Well, these devices keep them even more away from reality. That is,
they're more connected than ever, but more disconnected from society than ever.
Yeah. Right. So it's just, it'll be interesting to see how this unfolds. But I know when I sat in on one of my daughter's classes last year at UCLA, I found most of the students, I was there for, I don't know, about an hour and a half, and it was really interesting to watch the interaction and how there was discussion and discourse, because her classes are all based on discussion. And many college classes, especially stuff online, you don't have a discussion with anybody. You can't interact with other people. There were 40-some-odd youngsters that were in this class that day, and I watched as they sort of did it the old way. And when I was teaching school, whether I was on the secondary level, I taught college, for 3 or 4 years when I first I was teaching English and speech in a high school and junior high school situation, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th graders, and I also taught at a couple of colleges. And it was really interesting to use my pedagogy and have it, you know, become part of you. You have to, when you're a teacher, you got to be yourself. You cannot, being a teacher requires, the kids are going to find out. It's like being on the radio. If you aren't yourself, man, they're going to find you and spot you and figure you out in 2 seconds. And the people that don't last on the radio, I think, it's easier on television. You can be a phony and be on TV, but you can't really be a phony and be on the radio. And I think that's true when it comes to teaching. You cannot be a phony. And you got to know what the heck you're talking about, especially now at the college level. These kids are pretty damn smart. You say what you will about their social abilities, but they are very, very prepared in terms of academic. If they make it that far, at least I thought that of the classes that I was observing. Kids were really ready to have these discussions and to dig into the material. But the devices, boy, they sure get in the way, I think, of a lot of other things. So, hopefully that was very helpful.
All right, listen. We didn't invent lunch. No, we're not really in that line of business. But we did make lunch better, because we are in that line of business. We made up a thing called the B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch. It's a collection of your favorite B-Dubs food. And as we all know, a lunch with your favorite food is a better lunch. It sounds simple, but it's taken ages for mankind to arrive at this solution. Sorry we weren't involved in this lunch situation sooner. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. 4 pillows for the price of 1 from MyPillow. You heard me right. 1 pillow you pay for, you get 3 more free. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows. Low price for 1, don't pay for the other 3. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. Pillow you pay for, 3 you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable, so we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million. What color is the White House?
I know this. 5 seconds. Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Using the Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the tap-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Hello, Mr. Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If I have my memory correct, Jennifer, and that you are a big fan of INXS.
I love INXS. Sure, yeah.
All right. Well, celebrating their 30th anniversary. Wow. Their album Kick, released in 1987, be reissued next month. New collection will be available on a 3-CD, 1 Blu-ray set. Include previously released demos, remixes, rarities. Also releasing a new vinyl version of Kick that has been remastered. Both sets are available to pre-order now, apparently. So you're going to order it, Jen, or not?
You know what? I'll probably not, but I mean, I do love INXS. I'm not like an Uber fan, but I love that they've got their stuff remastered. That's great.
Mm-hmm. Along with the rarities and alternative mixes, this set reissued, including a new surround sound version of the album mixed in Dolby Atmos. What is, I know a Dolby Stereo. What's Atmos? Anybody know?
I think Atmos is the new or the most current like Blu-ray audio level.
Really?
So it's, yeah, it's like a new form of stereo kind of thing.
So you can blow the windows out.
Right.
So
it's
in a
cinematic
thriller,
type sound.
Martin, this guy, Giles Martin, who was the leader, is he the, no, he was the producer, I think.
Right.
Of all of their mixes. He said, quote, you can hear the elements, you can hear the band, you can hear Michael Hutchins, is that his name?
Yep.
Yeah.
Feel like you're right there, close to you. You can hear his breath.
That's pretty creepy. Oh, he hasn't taken one in like 2 decades, I think.
Yeah.
All right. I thought you were talking about my breath being creepy.
No, no.
Well, that's creepy. To be fair, it was a little bit.
Really? Well, thank you. Kick is a studio album. However, INXS, great live band as well. What you have in this mix, you have the best of both worlds. So they have a couple of other things planned for 2017. Have they been on tour recently, INXS?
No, they never replaced him after he
died.
They
didn't replace him. Okay.
No.
Yeah. What was his problem?
He
choked himself to death by accident.
Yeah.
Or so they say.
Really?
See, people say they marked it suicide, but a lot of people say that he was, you know,
accidental. Kind of,
yeah.
He was what?
Never mind.
All right, let's move to somebody who's alive. Taylor Swift has a new app for her fans. She's decided to circumvent the traditional press and reach out to fans through her new app. Just released a trailer for the app, which is called Swift Lane. No, Swift Life, excuse me.
Life, yeah.
The app Swift was...
I like that better, actually.
I do, too, actually. I thought about it. The app announced last year promises fans they can connect with her and see what she can see. Like what she's doing, comment on posts that are put up on the app. The app will also be a source for content that is exclusive, hearing new music before it's released. Store will have tour merchandise for sale. I thought she was pretty good at this to begin with, the control, the release. Wasn't she known, or isn't she known for being able to sort of control?
Oh, yeah. What she's goes out? Known. She doesn't have a publicist. Like, it's all her. She's, yeah. She's very, very good at that.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to join here, you make playlists of her music, play music through the app. You can connect to other Swifties, creating an online communication. Wow. This is so exciting. I can hardly wait. You want to? Can we sign up right now, all of us?
Let's do it.
Are we going to get right. Swiftmojis?
Swiftmojis.
Because all, you know, Kim has a, Kim and all the other Kardashians have their own apps, and so you can get Kmojis, and I know
they're
Victoria.
Tamojis.
Tamojis, okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
And they are on the app. So yes, Kara, you can get Tamojis.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Doug's like, Doug has no idea what we're talking about.
I know.
We're in like another dimension.
In another dimension. All right, well, there you go. More food for thought, as it were. Music for thought at 28 after on the DJV show.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money, and they'll get it too by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Emotional bond and a connection. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen. Join us at DJVshow.com for connections. Check out how everybody looks and feels and all that good stuff. Help yourself to that as a new connection today. The ladies are here holding, it's like we're all holding hands, contacting the living here. Jennifer Horn, Maria, where'd that come from? Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I am actually thinking about my friend Maria Trilogy a lot with regard to the fires and stuff. I think there's a dissipation, it looks like, if that's a word, in what's been going on in Northern California, but long way from being over. Also, around the nation and around the world, tell me whether you heard this story or not. This is a flight crew that is leaving New Orleans. The Saints were supposed to be going. They're always these when these teams travel, they all get together. They hire a plane. They charter a plane, and so the New Orleans Saints. Some of the members of the Saints team have been kneeling. And so the pilot and the co-pilot of this Boeing 737, which the Saints used to travel, these guys, as is the case with most pilots, you'd find a majority of pilots today, especially the senior pilots, all have Air Force credentials. They all have been, if you will, tested in battle. And so there are, in this circumstance, both the pilot and the co-pilot of this plane had flown sorties over Baghdad with, I'm sure, Saddam's best weapons firing back at them. They watched a lot of their friends die. So one day last week, what day did the Saints play last week? I'm not sure. This is something that I saw on Friday.
Was this Thursday night football, maybe?
Thursday night? Okay.
Possibly, well, yeah.
The original flight crew walked off the plane. The team got on the plane, and they waited for the team to get on the plane because a number of members of the team had taken a knee. And as soon as everybody gets settled and in their seats with the seatbelts on, the pilots got up, made an announcement they wouldn't fly the team, and walked off the plane.
Wow.
So
I think these football guys have really underestimated the pulse of the country when it comes to their kneeling protests.
Yeah, I agree with you. I thought that was really, you know, sometimes you see these things and you think, okay, let's see if we can check it out. But I found that it did check out. So anyway, let's see if this checks out. There's a lot of controversy and always has been. I remember anybody here who hasn't read To Kill a Mockingbird? Have you all seen it?
Read it from school, at least?
Yeah. Or the movie. You may have seen the movie. Gregory Peck starred in the movie probably 50 years ago.
When did you read that? Do you read it in junior high? I can't remember when I read it.
Well, high school.
Feel like? Yeah, I think I read 7th or 8th grade, or ninth grade at the latest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the controversy still there. This is not. This is like, hello, haven't you got anything better to do? This is old stuff, but yet a Mississippi school district has pulled the book from its curriculum. Biloxi Public Schools parents concerned with the language used in it. If by the time you're in high school you haven't seen or read or heard this language, there's something about your life. Not that
that's
it's
what made kids want to read it, actually, because it had a little spicy language in it.
Right. Set in the 1930s, racially derogatory language, very common at that time. The plot centers around the trial of a falsely accused black man. One of the main points is the danger of racial bigotry that's brought out in the book and the movie. So the school district said the novel was originally picked to teach its eighth graders the golden rule. But after To Kill a Mockingbird was pulled, the school board's vice president argued the same lesson can be taught using other books. Man, where have these people been for the past, 70 years? This is just now coming to light. This doesn't shine a good light on the school board if they're just figuring this out now. So a lot of social media comments, as you can imagine. And a lot of students say they want to keep the novel in the, if it's not the school library, the public library certainly would have it. And I would imagine you can get, I mean, most books today, can't you kind of get a summary just by Googling the book title? Can't you just, if I were to put in To Kill a Mockingbird.
Don't know it exists, are they ever going to look at it if they start getting, if it starts getting banned?
Well,
it's
intellectually
not, just
dishonest.
Don't just Google.
Don't you think that even, I don't care for the story, and I don't care a lot for the book, but it did wake up, it sort of, whether my sensitivities, my eyes were opened to this sort of thing, because when I was in high school, I didn't know many people who were black, other than the fellow who had grown up with my uncle and came up to Boston from where they lived in Louisville, Kentucky, and stayed with him his entire life. So this book has been, challenged or banned in 15 school districts. I just think this kind of stuff is moronic, frankly.
Yeah, I think the banning of books is kind of stupid. but I had mixed feelings about books we read in high school. I felt like a lot of them weren't really that great. A lot of them, you know, they're classics, but I didn't think that they were very, you know, I hated The Scarlet Letter. That was like one of my least favorite books of all time, and I like it was horrible to try and get through it, and maybe it was the way it was taught, I don't know. But so I feel like if they got rid of a book, that's fine, as long as it's replaced with something that has like a similar message or at least like makes people think. Like, I don't think that we need to keep using the same books over and over again that are old and maybe outdated or don't really read that well. But the whole banning books because it's, I don't know, offensive to one person or something.
So how would the lesson of this book be taught if it wasn't in this book? Where is another place? That would be my challenge. If I were a resident of that community. I say that here locally to politicians. I had an event on my farm over the weekend, and every politician in town, we had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people there. And every politician running for office, because we have an election in a couple of weeks, every politician was there. And some of them were people who, there was one guy who, he's about a moron. He comes up to me and he says, he's running for school committee, his name is Jim Kelly. I have a sign in front of the farm for his opponent. So he comes up to me and he says, I got a real problem, man, with you. And I said, really?
You're like, take a number.
Yeah.
That seems like a good way to start a conversation.
And by the way, I didn't know who he was. He assumed I knew who he was because he was with another politician that I did know well. And I didn't know who the guy was. So I said, what's your problem? He said, you got Hugo signs out in front of the farm. I said, yeah, they're my friends. What's that?
He was kidding, right?
No.
Well, then you should report him because that's intimidation. You could get him kicked out of the election if you really want to help your friend. I'm not kidding. If he intimidated you, then you should go to the election board. If he tried to tell you can't have his sign or his opponent's signs up,
well, it's also just stupid because if you want him to put your sign up, the way to go about doing it is not to say, hey, I got a problem.
Are you sure he wasn't kidding? Like, oh, I got a bone to pick with you.
Nope. He was not kidding. No.
What was your response?
Turn him over.
I looked at him and I said, yeah, I did say that, actually. But then I said, well, the Hugos are my friends, and I think that she was good on the school board. And he says, well, I'll wait till you see what comes out in the next week. I'm going to get her.
Wow.
And I thought to myself, what the hell? Why are you so eager to get on and discredit her? There's no money involved in this. Although maybe I think under the new charter, maybe the members of the school committee get paid $5,000 a year. I don't know.
But does he have like a PR person or like someone who has taught him how to like interact in public? Yeah, because he needs to get one.
Yeah. I just thought to myself, what is the matter with you? And he stayed around all afternoon wandering around. Every time he saw me, I looked at him and I smiled and I, you know, didn't pay any attention to him after that. But it was just the way. I got a real problem with you, man.
Money. Huh? There you go. Turn him in. Big money.
Yeah.
Get him out.
Lost. Okay. I'll think about that. Anyway, it's about how you live. And by the way, that's a great education, having people like that. The place was crawling with politicians. And I think the reason that I brought it up was because the people who were there, the lady who's running, the fellow I'm supporting, is a longtime activist and has been a selectman and was a state rep and worked in government. And he knows his way around and can fix a lot of problems that were a part of the town meeting form of government, which just fell apart in our town. And so when these people come up to me, and they are folks like the lady was there who was the opponent of the fellow that I'm supporting, and I had on one of his T-shirts and signs out in the front and all over the place. And she's very warm. I like her, actually, quite a lot. She's very smart, but she doesn't know her way around. And so when there's a problem, like I'm dealing with certain problems on the farm that I would like to have corrected, and they don't have a plan. So I say to her, well, if you're not in favor of the plan that we now have in place to save the farm, what is your plan? And there's no answer. So, and I ask that all the time of the people who are saying that they want my vote. Well, okay, so here's my problem. What are you going to do to help? And you're not really helping me. You're helping me to a point, but you're helping the town because this land will be saved forever. That's the last piece of open space in town. So you want to help me save it or not? Yeah, oh, yeah, we need to support. And so what's your plan?
Isn't that every politician? I mean, I feel like you could ask.
Well, the other guy who I'm supporting has a plan based on my and all the members of the city council. Last week I had lunch with four members, four different candidates for city council who all support what we're trying to do. And, you know, they came to me and said, okay, how does this plan actually work? Please explain it. I want to know what I'm talking about when people ask me. Well, I mean, that you can't ask for anything better than that.
Right.
And so I know that saving this piece of property, it's the largest piece of privately owned property, not only in Framingham, but in Metro West. And so, you know, there are a lot of people who want to save it, and then there are a lot of people who don't like me who think it should be, I shouldn't save it. So, it's okay. Go smoke your own stuff. And,
maybe can you put it in someone else's name? So people think, like, oh, we'll help this new person.
Time. We don't use it very wisely, do we? We use it like a teenager spends money, just a mix of obligations and arbitrary decisions. And a company called Best Self is here to say, no, stop that. Spend your time better. Best Self's journal is designed to help people rethink their time, to treat it like a real budget, deciding where to spend it where it matters the most. Devote a little time to checking out their journal and other time-saving products. You can do that at their website, bestself.co.
Are you looking for a tool that can quickly change from sanding to cutting to scraping? Well, the Craftsman C3 19.2 volt multi-tool offers multiple uses with just one tool. The quick blade release feature allows you to easily exchange accessories with a simple lever rotation. Variable speed settings and two built-in LED work lights will help you finish a variety of projects on your to-do list. Pick up your Craftsman C3 multi-tool today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
This is Bob Tufts of My Life is Worth It for a Healthier You. As a multiple myeloma patient, I have strong views on health care reform. This includes the belief that a demanding patient is good for the health care system. Improvement in health care is best accomplished through investment in innovation, not by cost cutting. Patients like me are demanding innovation because our lives are at stake. Our demand is we have access to and choice in treatments without third parties, public or private, placing unnecessary obstacles in our path. We'll push back against restrictive insurance rules and formularies, obscene copay requirements, and time-consuming data entry requirements that waste doctors' time. We'll work with doctors to focus attention on cures, not dollars. The demanding patient will create a better healthcare system for everyone, because we are all patients eventually. For more details, go to Facebook.com/betterhealthcarepolicy.
Everybody is talking about superfoods, those nutritionally dense foods that are especially beneficial to your health. Do you know that beets are one of the most powerful superfoods you can put into your body? They're loaded with an important nutrient that increases your blood flow, which increases your energy. But who wants to eat a pile of beets every day? I don't want to do that. You can join me, get the energy benefits of beets in a powerful concentrated superfood drink, Super Beets. Only Super Beets, made from beets grown to exacting standards, concentrated into superfood crystals. Super Beets promotes the body's own natural ability to produce healthier circulation for increased energy. So if you want the benefits of these powerful superfoods, call 800-655-4183, or better yet, go online to DougLikesBeets.com. With your first order, get another 30-day supply of Super Beets free, plus indicator strips to see how Super Beets is working for you. Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap.
These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
For P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
Moore is with us now, the author of the book, A Stroke of Faith, a stroke survivor's story of a second chance at living a life of significance. This is a book that came out earlier this year. This kind of information because of what he's been through himself. So let's start with that, Mark. Your experience with having this medical issue.
Yes, thank you very much for having me this morning. In 2007, at age of 46, I suffered two strokes and ended up being hospitalized for 6 weeks and had to go through two months of intensive rehabilitation. And by depending a lot on my family and friends and my faith, I've been afforded a full recovery.
When you say your faith, would you help us with that part of, but I know you've described the whole thing in the book, and I don't want to pull the book apart, but I certainly, if you come to some conclusions here that we're going to talk about, but the fact that you felt your faith was a strong part, a strong component of your getting well, what did it or didn't it do to keep you from getting into trouble in the first place?
You know, Doug, I guess what I would say, and people, and that's a wonderful question. People ask me that all the time, and what I tell people, when I say faith, it was surrendering and giving control to God and understanding that I didn't control this process and that He did and that my recovery was wholly dependent on Him. And it's an excellent question. People ask me that all the time, and I tell people why I worked hard to recover. Once you surrender, when you work hard on Monday, you don't look for results on Tuesday. You simply wait for God to tell you, look, here's what I want you to do.
Yeah, your plan may not be, I say this lovingly, may not be God's plan. The frustration is when you don't understand why it is that way. Why? What's the message that you needed to have? You must have been eating poorly or somehow or other there was something going on in your life. You needed a wake-up call. You didn't need to leave, but you needed a wake-up call.
And Doug, that is well, what you said is well said. And in my case, what happened in my case, I developed a blood deficiency. So my blood just began to clot. So for, I was leading a perfectly healthy life. I wasn't diabetic, didn't have high cholesterol, didn't have high blood pressure, exercise, ate well, you know, all the things that you would expect, I was there. But unfortunately, I did develop a blood deficiency, which caused my blood to clot, and that's what caused the two strokes. So you're right, but all that, it made it very difficult, right? When you think, hey, I've done all the right things, and I still suffer two strokes, you know, God, what do you want from me, right? But you really have to give up control, and as you said, you know, it's not my plan, it's His plan.
So now you're what is described as the ambassador for Empowered to Serve. What is that? What's Empowered? I know there are organizational meetings and summits and gatherings and stuff, so what is this all about?
Empowered to Serve is a program within the American Heart Association, and it's a multicultural program which was developed to really to improve the lives of people in what we call diverse communities across America. And one of the things that we tell people, the fact of the matter is the zip code you live in could play a determining factor in your risk.
I found that fascinating. I wanted you to tell us more about
sure,
the
sure.
zip code, where you live, and how that predicates how healthy or not you will be.
That's right. As you said, Doug, your zip code may increase your risk of stroke, high blood pressure, and other types of heart disease. So everyone thinks that individual decisions is the big or determining factor in one's health. And while individual decisions clearly has a role, that's not the only determining factor. There are many factors. And one of the things our research has determined is if you think, and Doug, some neighborhoods have a scarcity of biking and walking paths. And in those neighborhoods, because you have a scarcity of biking and walking paths, people can engage in a healthy exercise regimen. That will play a factor.
Yeah. Well, I think there are a lot of things here that can be gleaned by going to the website. Where do we get the information in detail that we've been talking about here, Mark?
We would ask people to go to our website, empoweredtoserve.org. That's empowered with an ED, toserve.org. And that website, they will find out about the summit we're holding October 17th and 18th at Gallaudet University right here in Washington, D.C. They'll find out about the storytelling competition we're holding. But we're asking people in communities all across the United States to submit new innovative ways to try to decrease that life expectancy gap that you and I just talked about.
It's a great story. Thank you for sharing it with us and for giving us some for empowerment, basically. That's what it is. EmpoweredToServe.org. Thank you, Mark.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 after 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.